Today is Friday, June 15th, 2018. My name is Tim Albright, and this is the Daily Download.
Support for AV Nation is brought to you by Extron Electronics.
Today's Daily Download comes to us from AV Social, Episode 33. Kim Lancaster, Alex Crabb, and Ashley Dano join me talking about industry awards. Kim Lancaster starts us off talking about going after awards outside your home country.
Our best practice is if your client sells that product in that country and you work with a dealer in that country to fit the award. So I'll use Control 4 as my example, but InFocus does this. Most of our clients do this. I think even Z-Wave does this across the board. But from a Control 4 perspective, you know, we will submit a UK-based project. Right. So it might be an art gallery, or it might be if it's residential, it's a house project. But we just did the Adar Manor, which was an old castle that has been turned into a hotel.
Oh, wow.
Right. And so we submit. Right. So, you know, you got to find what's going to fit. I mean, if you're going to submit a house in Phoenix, Arizona, and you're a Phoenix, Arizona installer, I wouldn't suggest submitting for, you know, the UK installation awards. Doesn't really make a lot of sense. It's kind of just a waste. But if you're as a manufacturer, you know, you want to talk about the reasons even why, when you answer the questions, why it matters in that market. You know, why is it different? Because you have different voltage, or you have different, you know, communication standards that are being used, or wireless is done differently. House building, you're dealing with more cement structures. There's just different things that you have to consider when you do awards out of country. And I think I would highly recommend, if you're a dealer in the UK as an example, you know, you have a big opportunity. You should capitalize on it in your market as well.
Ashley, when it comes to, you know, Kim mentioned, you know, the making sure that you're doing projects that in that country, but you look at shows like ISE, which have several different countries coming together. Mm-hmm. U.S. is not heavily represented there, but other countries are. Does that maybe give you a little bit of wiggle room? Maybe it doesn't have to be obviously in the Netherlands, but you could do a French project, or, you know, a UK one or something like that.
Yeah, I think there's plenty of shows that are, you know, more regional when you look at, particularly when it comes to Europe, because, you know, that's the size and scope that they often come together kind of as a multi-country you know, show, or, you know, there's a publication that covers kind of across the, you know, the Asian market or the European market kind of broadly. And we're just unique, I guess, in the US that, you know, when we talk about North America, everybody just sort of assumes that it's US based. So yeah, I think you just have to think about what, you know, who is this audience going to impact? So if I care about, you know, having customers in this certain region or this location, and I want to show off my work, that, and this award is going to help me do that, then great. But, you know, to Kim's point earlier, if my customers are in Southern California and, you know, Arizona, it doesn't make sense to worry about what folks in the UK are going to think. But I think certainly, and it's a little more nuanced than that too, because if you're serving the London market, but you also happen to have clients who have homes in, you know, the Swiss Alps, or you have clients that have, I mean, if you have folks that are kind of more broad, they have vacation homes elsewhere, then you're going to want to think about, you know, what does that look like too, and where is the global impact there?
Thank you for listening to today's Daily Download. If you like this podcast, make sure you subscribe and comment on iTunes, and also check out all the other fine programming we have here at AV Nation at avnation.tv, avnation.tv.
The network for the AV industry.
What are you listening to?
This
is AV.
This
is
AV Nation.
This is AV Nation.